It's time for overtime.
Now that's a tourist attraction.
In the world of sports, it's all about the playmakers in today's headlines, from locals to the pros.
Toughest son of a gun you ever met, man. That Texas gunslinger ain't gonna let nothing get in the way.
With interviews from local standouts and sports all-stars across the country that will have you talking. Hear from coaches to players, sports analysts, and broadcasters who are a part of the action every day. Overtime, now with Burt Rameen on ESPN 102.3 AM 1000 KSOO, Sioux Falls Sports Leader.
It's hour number two on a Tuesday edition of Overtime. Welcome back into the show. Still to come today, USD football head coach Travis Johansson set to join us coming up around 12:40 this afternoon. Just got done with a great, and I mean great, Tony the Tiger great college football preview with Joe DeLeon of A to Z Sports and the Ruffino and Joe Show. If you're a college football fan at any level, particularly the FBS, they center on the ranked matchups, the big squads, SEC, Big Ten, ACC, Big 12, everything across the board included. But Ruffino and Joe Show on YouTube is a must-see. R-U-F-F-I-N-O-N-J-O-E. Ruffino and Joe Show on YouTube. Place to go. Joe DeLeon often tagged in show logs around these parts. He's a great half of that awesome show on YouTube, also a contributor covering the New York Giants, the NFL, college football, and more for A to Z Sports NFL. Joe DeLeon, great preview moments ago. Podcast link is available right now at ESPNSiouxFalls.com, wherever you get your podcasts, or in the palm of your hand on the free ESPN Sioux Falls mobile app. Still to come today, headlines and highlights, latest from the NFL, a ton to get to, including at least two undrafted rookie free agents making the Minnesota Vikings roster. Away your guesses go. We'll unveil those two confirmed and possible other undrafted free agents to make the roster this year in Minneapolis coming up later on in the show. But two confirmed thus far, including one at the game's most important position. That's still to come. NFL latest, the good, the bad, the ugly in tow. And sandwiched after that, USD head football coach Travis Johansson, 12:40. Major League Baseball carrying the torch of the playing action yesterday around the sports world. Minnesota Twins got a couple long shots from Matt Wallner in what proved to be a loss, but definitely was a bright spot yesterday.
Pitch on the way, and Wally hits this one to right, and it's not coming back. Check the border. That one's gone. Two-run shot for Matt Wallner, and it's a 6-4 ball game. And just like that, the Twins are back in it.
That's Chris Atterbury on the Treasure Island Baseball Network. Twins were in it until they weren't. They lose last night 10-4. Minnesota's new record, 59-72. It was overall a pretty rough day for the Central. We told you Cleveland blown out earlier by Tampa 9-0. Kansas City blanked in Chicago against the White Sox 7-0. And Detroit loses to the A's 8-3. So that's right, four losers in the division. And the only winner yesterday beat a fellow AL Central squad. Not the greatest of days on a Monday for the AL Central. Today and tonight in Major League Baseball, Rays at the Guardians 5:40. Twins do it again in Toronto at 6:07. Pregame coverage at 5:30 here on the Treasure Island Baseball Network. D-backs at Brewers. White Sox host the Royals. Cardinals home to the Pirates. Rockies at the Astros. Cubs at Giants. Tigers at the A's. The nightcap, a 9:05 start time from West Sacramento. Now, the big news yesterday in Major League Baseball was Cal Raleigh being that dude. 50 homers this year. Here's his manager, Dan Wilson, on him joining some elite company regardless of position.
You think at some point he's going to get, get to a point where you're not comparing him to people, but he's getting compared to Hall of Famers, and that means a ton. Being able to set the catcher mark and that continues to go up, that bar continues to get higher, and then, doing what he's doing. It's been super impressive all along.
That's Seattle Mariners manager Dan Wilson. Elsewhere, NFL regular season is a week from Thursday. A lot of fantasy drafts in store this week, over the weekend. Thursday night football next week. Cowboys at the Eagles, 7:20 on NBC. Adam Schefter, the latest on Jerry Jones, Micah Parsons, and the clown show carousel down in Dallas.
This really is going to be a litmus test to see if everybody feels like everybody says they do. Had somebody yesterday say to me that this has become, right or wrong, Jerry Jones' Waterloo, the issue with Micah Parsons, and that he's not going to lose this one. Now, again, that may be true. All I'm saying is I've heard a lot of strong words from a lot of people involved in all these negotiations in the last week and all summer, or Terry McLaurin and Trey Hendrickson have deals, and Micah Parsons doesn't, right?
Right.
So we'll see how it plays out. But the Micah one feels different, but I also thought that the Trey Hendrickson one and Terry McLaurin one were nowhere, and then they both get done on the same day on Monday, just ahead of the opener.
And that's right. Two of the big three that we've dealt with for the while in the National Football League. Terry McLaurin's coming on a little bit later, but Micah Parsons' deal that we thought all the way along the offseason, before we were even talking about it too much, before mini camp, training camp, we were saying that deal will get done, no doubt about it. But then we got all the paper napkin negotiations, the children and the cookie before dinner kind of debate with Jerry Jones, in which he logged onto this monologue of weirdness last week about that. And Michelle Smallman says it's all proving Jerry Jones is the child in this contract negotiation.
To use Jerry's own analogy with the mom, the dad, and the child, to me, when Dak was speaking, it was just him acknowledging that Jerry's the child in all of this. Like, a lot of my friends have kids, and sometimes if their kid's throwing a tantrum, my friends are just like, let him yell it out. Just like, ignore him. And I feel like that's what Dak is intimating here. Like, yeah, this is just what Jerry does. He's going to throw the tantrum, but like, it's going to be fine. I'm not pressed about it because this is what he does. You just have to ignore it and let the process play out.
If you give a mouse a cookie, they will want a glass of milk. If you give Jerry Jones a football team, he will want to run it like a circus. That's what we've learned this offseason for Jerry Jones. Hard to look your fans in the eye and say, I want to win it all. When you're dragging out a quarterback negotiation with Dak Prescott into the 11th hour, you're doing the same with your best defensive player this year with Micah Parsons. Not a good look in Dallas. But the good news is they're going to get their butt whooped next Thursday night in Philadelphia in the season opener. And Saquon Barkley's workload, one of just few questions on the Eagles roster, says Scott Grayson of ESPN Jersey.
Saquon's been getting his fair share of touches. He's been getting, and I know, you're not getting tackles, you're not getting all that. So touches are touches in that regard. They're not quite the same as in a game, of course. But I think it's going to be very interesting to see. Saquon still wants the ball. He wants to go out and prove that this was not just a one-year kind of a hit for him. He wants to go out and show he's going to do it again behind this kind of offensive line and be that kind of spark plug for this offense. But I think that is a great question. One of the biggest ones facing this team going into the season that I'm curious about is how many times they're going to look, you know, to feed him game in and game out.
345 regular season carries a year ago for Saquon Barkley. Doesn't include the extended postseason. The tread is not as thick as it was last year, but certainly not a guy that looks like he's slowing down either. Brought in a couple additional running backs, A.J. Dillon from Green Bay, Will Shipley looking to get an increased role in the offense. We'll see what they can do to spell Saquon Barkley a little bit more this year in Philly. Going to be key. And the other key, of course, is replacing offensive coordinator Kellen Moore. That's another thing that comes to mind for Philly. They will open the season as a 6.5-point favorite Thursday night football next week at home, Lincoln Financial Field, home to the Cowboys, 6.5-point favorite, 720 on NBC. Kansas City Chiefs are a little bit more than a field goal favorite neutral site game in Brazil against the Chargers. That's Friday night, 7 o'clock on YouTube. Sunday, Broncos are the biggest favorite of the Week 1 weekend. Denver favored by 8.5 points at home against rookie quarterback Cam Ward and the Tennessee Titans. 3:05 start time on Fox. Lions at Packers, 3:25 on CBS next weekend. Green Bay favored by 1.5 at Lambeau. And lastly, Monday Night Football, Vikings and Bears, 7:15, Monday, September the 8th. Minnesota, narrow favorite right now, 1.5 is the number, according to ESPN Bet. Now, lastly from the NFL, Trey Hendrickson did get paid an additional $14 million as a please come to work and wear your jersey and bring your pads and your helmet while you're at it by the Cincinnati Bengals. Could this one-year beefed-up contract, although he's going to be a free agent this time next year, could it keep Trey Hendrickson in Cincinnati long-term?
I would say that anything's possible. Anything's possible. You don't know how the year is going to go. You don't know how the Bengals are going to be spending. You know, the Bengals still can franchise him after this year. The franchise tag for Trey Hendrickson would be $34.8 million. So it's going to be pricey. It's 120% of his salary, which is about $29 million. He's got $1 million in incentives if you play 60% of the plays and the Bengals make the playoffs. So there are some factors there involved. I think Trey Hendrickson, frankly, is going to go where the best opportunity is, whether that's Cincinnati or anywhere else. Mm-hmm. Could be Cincinnati. Could be another team that's willing to pay him more. He's going to be a free agent. And that's what free agents do unless the Bengals tag him.
That's ESPN's Adam Schefter rounding out the scorecard. Your NASCAR race, officially the Chase for the Cup playoffs, underway on Sunday, 5 o'clock on USA TV from Darlington. WNBA basketball, Liberty better than the Sun, 81-79 last night, and Vegas wins in Chicago, 79-74. Tonight in the WNBA, Storm at the Fever, 6 o'clock, Mercury at the Sparks at 9, and your week one college football schedule is here. Two nights from tonight, Thursday, August 28th, USF making their way out to Spearfish to tussle with the Yellow Jackets of Black Hills State. 7 o'clock start time there from Spearfish. Buffalo and Minnesota, same time on Fox Sports 1. Nebraska and Cincinnati lock horns from Arrowhead at 8 o'clock on ESPN. Huskers nearly a touchdown favorite in the game. And on Saturday, Augie will open up the season at home. Kirkaby Over Stadium, Jeff Filling on the call. 1 o'clock start time, 100.1 FM KXRB. If you want to listen on the radio, you can't make it out in person. Augie taking on Missouri Western. USD visiting Iowa State, 2:30 on Fox. That spread is trimmed down from 15.5 to 14.5 at ESPN Bet. Albany visiting Iowa, 5 o'clock on Fox Sports 1. And Sacramento State, the Hornets are in town to battle the Jackrabbits up in Brookings. That's a 6 o'clock go time Saturday night for the debut of new Jackrabbit head coach Dan Jackson. Well, the media prep polls are out for volleyball and football. You can view them in their entirety at ESPNSiouxFalls.com. But away we go here with volleyball first. Harrisburg Tigers have yet to officially serve it up on the season. But last year, they were 31-0, ended the season ranked number one. And that's where they'll start as a unanimous number one in Class AA. Tigers number one, 9 first place votes, followed by Washington, O'Gorman, Jefferson, and Brandon Valley. Top team in Class Single A is Del Rapids, followed by Sioux Falls Christian. And in B, it's Chester, followed by Warner and Northwestern. You can view the volleyball poll and the football poll at ESPNSiouxFalls.com. Here are the top teams in the South Dakota High School football season. Preseason for the 11 classes, Brandon Valley, Lincoln, Harrisburg, Jefferson, O'Gorman, the top five in AAA. Pierre, Yankton, Brookings T, Watertown. The order in AA, it's Sioux Falls Christian, Lenox, Del Rapids, West Central, and Madison in Single A. And then to the teams that have played a game already. Winner, your top team at 11B. Elkton Lake Benton retains the top spot in 9AA. We got a new top team, though, in 9 Single A as Wall moves from number 2 to number 1. Wall number 1, 17 of a possible 19 first place votes. And Sully Butte, still the team to beat in 9B. View both those polls at ESPNSiouxFalls.com. Sioux Falls Cougar football opens year number 105 on the gridiron Thursday night when the Cougars travel west to take on in-state foe Black Hills State. Kickoff set for 6 o'clock Mountain, 7 o'clock Central on August 28th at Lyle Hare Stadium in Spearfish. The matchup, it marks the first of a two-game series between the programs. Yellow Jackets will come to Bob Young Field next year. Cougars and Yellow Jackets will meet for the 33rd time in program history. First time in a long time. It dates back to 1927. USF trails the all-time series 12-20-1 tie. And Sioux Falls notched its first win over Black Hills in 1958. And 44-20 triumph back in 2011. USF has scored 714 points against the Yellow Jackets, 21.6 per game. The largest margin coming with a 51-0 win back in 1982. So they will be on the road, 7 o'clock start time. You can listen to our friend Tom Frederick on the call. Sioux Falls football, they were in studio yesterday. Big season ahead. Impressive young men on that roster, including quarterback Cam Dean and safety Garrett Hoffman, in studio yesterday. Very impressive stuff, and a big-time season ahead for the USF Cougars. Just missed the postseason last year. Only 3 losses, several marquee wins. I think they get back to the postseason dance this year and more for the Sioux Falls Cougar football program. Well, number 4 South Dakota Coyote football opens up their campaign under first-year head coach Travis Johansson with a trip to Ames, Iowa, national TV for a clash with the 22nd-ranked Cyclones. Kickoff slated for 2:30 on Fox with Tim Brando, Devin Gardner, and Josh Sims on the call. You can listen to the game on the Coyote Sports Network from Learfield. John Thayer's pregame show, 1:30 start time, ahead of the 2:30 start to the game. South Dakota embarks on year number 130, and this is head coach number 31 in program history. USD enters the season on the heels of back-to-back double-digit win seasons for the first time since 1985-1986. South Dakota begins inside the top five, checking in at number four in the Stats Perform poll and number five in the coaches preseason poll. The captains this year, linebacker Wade Abrams, quarterback Aiden Bauman, running back Charles Pierre Jr., and Tim White, a redshirt senior defensive back. Get to know the team. Get to know this team seriously. They're going to be around for a long time this year. USD a title contender, and their season starts on Saturday, 2:30 on Fox in Ames against nationally ranked and playing up a class to FBS Iowa State. Saturday, 2:30 is your start time. Those are your Reliant Bank headlines of the day for hour number two. When we come back, we got it all for you, including the pair of UDFAs, that is undrafted rookie free agents that have officially made the Vikings roster. Was Dustin Baker right last week? Yes, he was. We'll tell you who those two are, other news and nuggets, other cut announcements out there, including an update on Green Bay Packer running back Amar Johnson. That's coming up next on this Tuesday edition of Overtime.
Get ESPN with the free app and online. Grab your phone or call us up on your smart device. Now let's get you back to Overtime with Bert Ramin on ESPN 102.3 and AM 1000 KSOO.
Right back with you on this Tuesday, August 26th edition of Overtime. Certainly a big day in the National Football League, which means it's a big day tomorrow. Recapping all the roster cutdowns, there will be a lot of overnight trades, schmoozing, waiver claims, everything in between. We'll see what happens. But the Minnesota Vikings, Green Bay Packers, and everyone rounding out their rosters as of today. The official deadline, 3:00 Central Time, that is to get to from 90 down to 53. There are some exemptions here. You got an international player that can technically give you a 54th on your roster. Practice squad additions do not count. They'll form out the practice squad. And when you get cut from a team, you might hear from other teams also looking to add you to their practice squad. We'll wait and see. We'll start with the Green Bay Packers here. Reported Packer cuts as of today. Quarterback Taylor Elgersma. If you're a Packer fan, you know that name. He is the Canadian college football player. A lot of zip on the football. Might be a project, but he got cut this morning, as did other third-string quarterback Sean Clifford. We'll see if he comes back with Green Bay, but the Packers have a premier backup in Malik Willis. And we'll see about if they keep a third quarterback, one of those guys is on the practice squad, or somebody else comes along for the Green Bay Packers. They also let go of a trio of running backs. Tyrion Davis-Price, recent newcomer, not going to make the squad, at least the regular season squad right now. Running back Israel Abaniconda, did not make the team initially either. An SDSU alum and a guy who joined the show last week, Amar Johnson, was cut this morning, but I'm holding out hope, just like he should and you should, that he could stick on the Packers practice squad. Two touchdowns in three preseason games, certainly looked the part of an NFL back, broken tackles, vision, patience, and also a opportunity and willingness to catch the football out of the backfield. Amar Johnson cut this morning, but holding out hope that he can hitch his wagon to an NFL practice squad, maybe in Green Bay. Other cuts for the Packers, wide receivers, Kawan Baker, Cornelius Johnson, Isaiah Nair, and veteran Mecole Hardman. That's a good cut for Green Bay because they did sign him to a one-year vet minimum deal. But you should not absolutely keep those guys just because they're a veteran and just because they're established. You like the guys you have on your roster better, go ahead and trim the fat off there and say so long to Mecole Hardman. Other names cut, Julian Hicks, Will Shepard, Johnny Lumpkin, Mazaiah Swinson. And the other big name that was let go by Green Bay, and this is the exact same situation as Mecole Hardman, Packers brought in linebacker slash safety, do-it-all guy on the defensive side, Isaiah Simmons. Started with the Cardinals, was a member of the Giants, and then the Packers brought him in. Very cheap deal. Wasn't up to snuff in the preseason. The Packers let him go as of today, and I would say not going to be likely to be brought back on the practice squad either of those veterans. Minnesota Vikings have at least two undrafted free agents making the roster, according to ESPN's Adam Schefter, and these guys feel like they were predictable based on what they did in the preseason. We talked with Dustin Baker last week on the show. He said, look out for not Logan Brown, but look out for a different former Wisconsin Badger. Joe Huber, a guard, will make the Vikings' initial 53-man roster. And Gopher quarterback Max Brosmer. I said it yesterday, people. He might be QB2 this year. He might really beat out Carson Wentz, or maybe Wentz is the practice squad, or maybe they flip-flop it and Brosmer starts as QB3, Wentz is QB2. But there's a lot to like about this kid, so much to like, that he's been taken under the wing of a former notable NFL quarterback, Dan Orlovsky, subtweeting on Shefty's tweet, remember that quarterback's name, Max Brosmer. Heck of a preseason, really great swan song to a college career at the Gophers last year. He makes the Vikings roster here in 2025. Congratulations to that pair of young men, Joe Huber and Max Brosmer. Let's talk about the news of the day in the NFL. Trey Hendrickson's contract situation resolved. Star pass rusher getting an additional $14 million for his patience and his trauma over the offseason. He'll boost his salary this year to $30 million, but it remains a one-year deal in Cincy for the team's premier pass rusher. The Miami Dolphins are signing cornerback Rasul Douglas to a one-year deal. According to ESPN's Jeremy Fowler, the Dolphins have completely revamped their secondary, have dealt with two season-ending injuries already, and Rasul Douglas will slot in as a starter on that Dolphins defense day number one. Rasul Douglas, former Packer, former Panther, former Bill, spent time with the Raiders, if I'm not mistaken, as well. Rasul Douglas going to land with the Dolphins for 2025. Amari Cooper got off the bench as well. He's been a free agent throughout the offseason, biding his time, and he's going to make a reunion with the team that drafted him. The organization that drafted him, the Oakland Raiders, did so. He's joining the Las Vegas Raiders on a one-year deal. Financials remain unknown, but Cooper rejoins the Raiders after Jacoby Myers requested a trade yesterday. Myers wants a new deal. He's coming off a career year, 1,000 yards, 4 touchdowns. Trey Tucker in the mix, Jack Beck in the mix, Tommy Mellott in the mix, and Amari Cooper probably going to be a starter there in Las Vegas with the Raiders to start out the season. Cleveland Browns are releasing veteran wide receiver Diontae Johnson, who has been all over our country seeking an opportunity lately. Panthers, Ravens, Texans, Panthers, Browns, and now back to the free agent cycle again for Diontae Johnson. He got cut today. Giants trimmed up their quarterback room. Tommy DeVito, now a free agent, going to go through the waiver process. Tommy Cutlet's looking for a new team. So right now in New York, it's Russell Wilson, Jameis Winston, and Jackson Dart, New Jersey native, was a fan favorite, and looking for a new opportunity in the days to come. Las Vegas Raiders made a trade with the Cleveland Browns yesterday, acquiring quarterback Kenny Pickett, and the Browns received a pretty good return. A fifth-round pick for a dude that they might not have been able to keep anyway. Fifth-round pick next year. Pickett will back up starting quarterback Geno Smith with the Raiders, and the transaction comes 2 days after Aiden O'Connell fractured his right wrist in the preseason finale, and I was critical. No way. In hour number one of the Minnesota Vikings, talking about the most recent trade they made last night. In case you missed it, the Minnesota Vikings wheeled and dealed and are still working on a deal for Adam Thielen, Minnesota Viking wide receiver, former Viking receiver, currently Carolina Panther receiver. They traded away Mekhi Blackmon in exchange for a sixth round pick next year. So a six rounder this year in total. We told you they got a five this year and a six next year. After you cancel out what they gave up, what they got back in these three big trades they've made, Harrison Smith being traded away, also traded away Mekhi Blackmon. Certainly a lot going on there for Minnesota in terms of trading away players to be. Sam Howell, the backup quarterback. They get Carson Wentz. Very entertaining, but somewhat mystifying offseason for the Minnesota Vikings. And that, in terms of being critical earlier on in the show, was all about the draft chops of the Minnesota Vikings' current front office. Because so far, and it's too early to judge, and I'm being fair there, I know that, too early to judge Jordan Addison's class in 2023 in terms of where he was. Addison's a good player. But the rest of the 2023 class is very much not great, up in the air. We'll see. 2022 was a disaster. Lewis Cine, Andrew Booth, Ed Ingram, Asamoah, Caleb Evans, Azeze Otomwo. Ty Chandler might be cut. We'll see about his future. Vidarian Lowe off the squad. Nick Muse off the squad. Jalen Naylor figures to be a decent part of the team this year as a sixth-round pick in 2022. That was year one for Kwesi Adofo-Mensah as GM. Year two, Addison's a hit. Good player. Whatever you think about his off-field antics is a different issue, but in terms of a football player, appears to be a pretty strong wide receiver, too. The other guys taken, Mekhi Blackmon just traded, Jay Ward, Jaquelin Roy, Jaren Hall, and Dwayne McBride. Not good in 2023. 2024 is going to be, breaking news, Bert, 2024 going to be a big class for Kwesi Adofo-Mensah, J.J. McCarthy, and Dallas Turner. At least one of those guys, you figure, has to turn out to be a stud or a really good player. Holding out hope, Turner last year, very limited snaps, three sacks and an interception. J.J. McCarthy on the shelf. We'll see. But right now, Kwesi Adofo-Mensah, I have all the respect in the world for him as a general manager in terms of talent acquisition and free agency, work and trades, free agent signings, comp picks, cap gymnastics, contract structure. Great stuff. But drafting so far, yeah, not looking good for Kwesi Adofo-Mensah and the Minnesota Vikings. Let's get your preview in tomorrow on the show. We're going to preview the Green Bay Packers season. We'll round out the Vikings preview on Thursday for Minnesota Vikings Thursday, which means we're tuned up and ready to roll in the Motor City with the Lions right now. Last year, 15-2, a first-place finish in a historically good NFC North. Dan Campbell back for more with his double douche-douche lattes with the extra shot of espresso there. Dan Campbell, five seasons in Detroit, 44-35-1. This is year number five, 2-2 in the playoffs. And the additions to the roster, this team was not active very much this offseason, hamstrung by cap space and other issues, but they added cornerback DJ Reed, defensive lineman Roy Lopez, and cornerback Avante Maddox. The departures, Frank Ragnow to retirement, hurts. Cornerback Carlton Davis and guard Kevin Zeitler also leaving the squad in free agency. The ranks offensively were beyond elite for Detroit. They were second in yards and first in points per game. Defensively, had a lot of injuries, and that was the big excuse for a 20th place finish in yards and a 7th place finish in points per game allowed. They took care of the football, as they've had a propensity of doing so under Jared Goff at quarterback, plus 9 in turnover margin. That was 8th in the National Football League. This year, schedule highlights, they got the second hardest schedule in the entire NFL. Division is really, really tough. Playoffs, though, playoffs, gonna say it again. The Lions are a lock for the playoffs in 2025. You heard it here first, a division rival of my team. Lions are a damn good football team. That's not going to change. They might take a step back. They might go down to 11 or 12 wins. That would be some pretty significant regression to the mean for the Detroit Lions, but they're still a lock for the postseason. At least I think so. I feel so. And I'll put my reputation, Sterling, reputation on the line. Lions are a playoff lock. Over under at DraftKings Sportsbook, 10.5 wins for Detroit. I'm going to go over. I'm going to say 11 or 12 wins this year for the Lions. Playoff lock and more of the same under head coach Dan Campbell. We'll take the break. Come back with the good, the bad, and the ugly coming up next on Overtime.
Overtime Day. Unwrap your sandwich and get caught up with Bert Rameen on ESPN 102.3 and AM 1000 KSOO, Sioux Falls sports leader.
Right back with you on this Tuesday edition of Overtime. We got to make this quick. We got an appointment to keep right around 12:40 with USD football head coach Travis Johansson, which means we got a boogie through the good, the bad, the ugly. Don't mess around. You can't afford a bad or ugly setup at home. Check out hardscapesoutlet.com today or any of their three Sioux Empire locations to plan your next project for success. Good news for the Minnesota Vikings. A couple of free agent targets have emerged already as some surprise cuts have come around the National Football League. You want a veteran receiver? Here's a menagerie of veteran receivers becoming available. available. How about Deontay Johnson? Also, Malachi Corley. Last year was a third-round pick of the Jets. He got cut today. Other cut guys today that will move the needle for the Vikings. Wide receiver Trey Palmer down in Tampa Bay. Free agent. Also, the Commanders let go of KJ Osborne. If you want to tug on the heartstrings a little bit but not have to make a trade that's outside the wheelhouse with the Panthers, bring back KJ as wide receiver 3 for the early portion of the season. We'll see. Still think the Thielen deal gets done. A lot to work through there for Minnesota, but that's the latest from the NFL. And lastly, the bad or ugly, if you want to call it that, featured article up right now for South Dakota native Kalen DeBoer and the Alabama Crimson Tide. It just wasn't good enough. Ryan Williams, star receiver, said, as of talking about last year, we didn't live up to the Alabama standard this past season, and it needed to be addressed. We all knew it. It's never a bad thing to be reminded, literally my whole life. The only thing I remember is Alabama winning championships and winning at least 10 games every year. I was a part of a team that didn't do that. So, rhetorically, he says, what are you going to do about it? We'll wait and see. The early returns will start to roll in on Saturday. 8th-rated Bama traveling to Florida State for the season opener. 3:30 Eastern, 2:30 Central time start on ABC on Saturday. For Coach DeBoer, who will have that team ready to rock and roll coming up into 2025. How about that transition? We take the break, come back talking USD Coyote football. Ow! Huge game this weekend coming up for the Yotes in Ames. We'll do that next. We'll do it live with Coach Travis Johansson previewing the game, talking about his team and everything in between as we say so long to the Tuesday edition of Overtime next on ESPN Sioux Falls.
Don't miss a moment of local college and pro sports action. Stay connected and download the app for Overtime on ESPN 102.3 and AM 1000 KSOO.
Right back with you, set to round out and wrap up this Tuesday edition of Overtime. We got college football week 0 behind us. We got week 1 ahead of us for all of our area teams. And, of course, that includes the USD Coyote football program guided by first-year head football coach Travis Johansson. He joins us now on the ESPN hotline. Iowa State week, coach. Welcome into the show. How you doing?
Doing well, Bert. Excited to get going with the game week.
And certainly it's a massive game for you and the Yotes. Let's dive in, though. How are things feeling around the program internally, externally? You can feel the excitement from the fans, I'm sure, about a big season ahead. When it comes to the locker room, practice, game prep, how's the mentality shaping up there for USD?
Yeah, good. I think we're in the middle of our process, what we do week in and week out and have done week in and week out. So, really today, first real game week Tuesday for us since a year ago. And, you know, we've replicated as much as we can. But I think, yeah, the guys are excited as we draw nearer to an opponent. And that naturally brings a little bit more of the start of camp than the end of camp mentality. But I love where we're at right now and excited to get going.
Certainly you leading up a marquee program, coach, in the top 5 in a lot of preseason polls, very well thought of, a lot of great young men within the program. But is this a pretty cool moment for you? Game number 1, national TV. I know coaches typically don't get into those things, but it's got to be pretty special with such a big matchup, national TV, week 1, and a big opportunity ahead for your team coming up on Saturday.
Yeah, I think more than anything, I'm excited for our guys. Mm-hmm. You know, I kind of black out this time of year, and I don't know where we're playing, you know, half the time. But, you know, our guys are finally getting the opportunity to be a part of one of those, you know, one of those days that they do this for. You know, there's so much work that goes into football that's not games. You know, it's unlike any other sport, and they only get so many opportunities, and to go do it versus such a good football team and on a great stage. I'm just excited for our guys to take advantage of that experience and win a football game.
Coach, last week we obviously spotlighted the backfield, the quarterback, running back. The experience there is well noted. Let's talk about the defensive side this week, and we preview the matchup with Iowa State coming up this weekend. Secondary turnover, defensive end, pass rusher turnover. Linebacker core seems like a big strength coming in on paper. What do you make of the defense this year from top to bottom, the experience back, and those guys that are sliding into bigger roles in 2025?
Yeah, I think, you know, it's a group that's going to, you know, like always, you know, improve all year long. And we're going to find out where we're at here early and against a really good Iowa State team. But that group I have a ton of confidence in. You know, I've watched us turn over really good players year in and year out and continue to improve. You know, if you'd asked me this time a year ago, you'd have been, you know, made me put my money on if we would have been a better defense than we were in 23, I would have kept all my money in my pocket and I would have lost because that defense last year found a way to improve even though we lost, you know, five guys that got NFL opportunities off the 23 team. So, you know, although the departures are for different reasons, it's the same thing that we dealt with, and that's, you know, really good players, you know, taking advantage of the next opportunity. And you know, I think our returners are really looking forward to improving yet again.
Talking USD Coyote football here to wrap up this Tuesday edition of Overtime. It's ESPN 102.3 AM 1000 KSOO. Head coach Travis Johansson is our guest. Yotes will open the season Saturday in Ames against nationally ranked Iowa State. 2:30 start time. You can listen on the Coyote Sports Network from Learfield. You can watch it. National TV, Fox picking up the broadcast. Big game to open up the Coyote football season. Just talk defense with you, coach. Let's talk offense because the narrative painted on Saturday in the opener with Iowa State and Kansas State and basically any early season football game, Pop Warner, high school, colleges. Well, the offense is always behind the defense this time of year. They're out to a sluggish, slow start, but they'll figure it out. How does the Yote offense on Saturday get things going early? What are a few keys there?
Yeah, I think, you know, us, you know, getting off to doing what we've done all camp and doing what we've done all year. And for us, you know, we've got things we're trying to accomplish as part of being successful. And, you know, if we can start to accomplish those things early in football games, the earlier we can do that, the better. And I think everybody in that group, you know, led by Coach Morrison, really understands what we need to accomplish, and we'll find the successes, even in things that maybe don't mean the eye to the fan. And I think if we can start to play the game we want to play within the game, we'll put ourselves in great position to win. But, you know, that is the narrative, right? The offense is always kind of maybe behind the defense. I don't know that will be the case with our group. We've got such a veteran leadership in amongst those players and a high level of confidence.
And certainly a massive game to start out the season in Ames against Iowa State. Saturday coverage beginning for the football game. 2:30 start time. Coverage on the Coyote Sports Network. John Thayer on the call right around 1:30 in the afternoon there. And also watch it on your TV on Fox. Saturday, 2:30 kickoff time. Let's talk about the Cyclones. They got the win overseas in Dublin. 3-point victory over K-State. Technically an upset, but for those that follow the programs, very comparable, high-quality programs in the Big 12. What stands out about Iowa State? What do you glean from Saturday? And let's talk a little bit about their quarterback, Rocco Becht. What do you like about his game?
Yeah, well, I think number one, you know, I got a lot of respect for Coach Campbell, what he's done there and taking a program and really elevating them to be a consistent winner. And I think that's really hard to do, you know, particularly in today's day and age, and what an unbelievable job he's done, you know, getting that program to where it is and got a high level of respect. You know, they're a program that's not going to beat themselves. They're going to play winning football. They're going to have patience and poise in what they do and not beat themselves. So I always have a ton of respect for teams to play the game that way, and they're doing it, you know, with a quarterback who's obviously got a ton of experience now in his third year starting, and a really talented athlete, you know, both as just a physical runner and the way he moves, but as a quarterback, you know, his release and decision making and pocket, you know, mechanics and all of those things get him in position to be really successful. And he's been a winner. He's found a way to win football games with his team in some tough moments and a lot of one-score games. You know, a year ago they were, I believe, five games were one score, and, you know, that easily could have been four games for one score. It easily could have been a 7-7 team, and, you know, because of their ability to win in situational football, they're an 11-win team. And that's really the thing I respect the most about them, and he's a kid we're going to have to, you know, play really good football against and execute ourselves alongside of that.
Coach, in your experience, of course, USD in recent years has played, quote-unquote, up to the FBS level. Last year, you guys played Wisconsin down to the wire, early portion of the season. That's a big experience, big venue. Ames is no stranger to the loud crowd, passionate fans, big venue, national TV. From your experience, what are a few keys to playing up, if you will, in these big venues and getting the guys in the right mentality for game time?
I think number one is you don't feel like you're playing up. You know, mm-hmm. we're never going to let a logo beat us. We definitely don't, don't see ourselves in that light. And, you know, we're there to compete to win. We're always going to be that, and that's never going to change. And as long as that message is coming from me, and it's because that's the potential of our program. You know, we certainly, if we play our best football, expect to go win this football game. And it's going to take our best. We understand that, and we want to play very talented, high-level organizations as much as we possibly can and give ourselves the opportunity to beat them. And that's what, you know, the challenge is that's in front of us. And our mentality, certainly throughout the building, is, you know, what is success in this game, and that's us winning the game. We're not in the business of moral victories here in South Dakota any longer. We need to win the game and figure out, you know, how to respond from that win. And we're looking forward to giving it our best shot, but certainly understand it's going to take our best to do that.
Big game coming up to start out the season for USD Coyote football. You can grab the preview story right now, goyotes.com. 2:30 on Saturday on Fox in Ames against Iowa State. Coach, lastly, we talked about the Cyclones. We talked about Coach Campbell and the quarterback, Rocco Becht, with the NFL pedigree in his family. Give me a key or two for your team. What do you need to go right in order to stick around in this game and win the game coming up on Saturday?
Yeah, we need to play our brand of football and to have the ability to do that. You know, we've got to be able to control the tempo of the game, win the field position, take advantage of explosive plays when we can offensively and not give them up defensively and make them earn it. You know, it's we've got to do our part to play our brand of ball. And if we can't, have great answers to that, both offensively and defensively. And so, you know, as long as we walk into that building with the level of confidence that we have and play the game with the standard in which we, we've all required to play it in this building, we feel like we can put ourselves in a competitive environment in the fourth quarter and find a way to win it. So a lot to do and a very tall task in the opponent, but we've seen tall tasks and had opportunities to do that at other times. We're trying to get that job completed on Saturday.
Wouldn't have it any other way. Massive opener for a team with big-time expectations at the FCS level. USD Coyote football at Iowa State Saturday at 2:30 on Fox. Pre-game coverage on the Coyote Sports Network from Learfield. John Thayer on the call. 1:30 start time. Download that Varsity Network app. If you're out and about, you're tailgating, that will not let you down. You can listen to the pregame show and you're on your way in to the stadium there at Jack Trice on Saturday. USD Coyote head football coach Travis Johansson. Coach, thanks so much for the time today. Go get them this weekend. We'll be watching and rooting for you back here in South Dakota. Thanks, Coach.
We appreciate it, Bert. Go Yotes.
Go Yotes indeed, USD at Iowa State. Huge ball game to start out the season. In case you're wondering, yeah, they got a big-time chance this weekend. Iowa State, really good team at the FBS level. Beat up Kansas State 24-21, sloppy game. And they kept saying throughout that broadcast on Saturday, well, you know, the offense is this time of year. I think the coach at USD put the kibosh on that. We got the experience. We don't have excuses to start slow. And there's a lot in between the ears that needs to go right for us mentality-wise coming into the game. Great stuff there, all sorts of nuggets, and we'll get some of that audio clipped up and put out there for you to consume again ahead of game time. Again, your game details, 2:30 start time Saturday on Fox. Pre-game coverage, 1:30 on the Coyote Sports Network from Learfield with John Thayer and our boy Jerry P. on the call. You're looking for my scouting report on Iowa State. You look at the most recent game. After all, you can't look at last year when you have a season and a team to break down that's already played in Iowa State. Rocco Becht was okay. 14 of 28, 183 through the air, 2 touchdowns, no interceptions, did not turn the football over in the game except did put a ball on the ground and lost it. Total as a team, Iowa State had 2 fumbles. And you know, as a coaching staff, a defensive-minded head coach down at USD, Maybe they're licking their chops about that propensity to put the football on the ground. The other thing worth noting here for Iowa State, while their defense played well and forced a pair of turnovers themselves, they turned it over twice, and they did not have that much success running the football. They ran for 130 yards, which you say, that's a lot. But they did that on 46 carries, 2.8 yards per carry. And again, they do factor in the sack yardage here. And Rocco Beck did go down a few times on Saturday. But regardless, if you can lock down that running game, force Beck to beat you, he's got all sorts of new weaponry. There is no more Jaden Higgins. There is no more Jalen Knoll in Ames. So we'll see what weapons develop and if USD's defense is up to snuff coming up on Saturday. Huge game and a great conversation there to get you ready. USD Coyote head football coach Travis Johansson. Again, a 2:30 start time coming up on Saturday on Fox. That is our show today. Thank you so much always for joining us here on Overtime. Tomorrow on the program, you want to be primed and ready to go. We got Augustana football coming in the studio. A lot to look forward to when the next edition of Overtime rolls around tomorrow from 11 to 1 right here on your Sioux Falls Sports Leader.